Good day, my blessed people. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. Today's scripture is coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I know that today there's someone out there that is going through a situation, that's facing circumstances that they just cannot understand why. But I'm here today to tell you to trust in the Lord. Do not lean on to what you understand, because there's sometimes things happen to us in life that we just can't understand why it's happening. And during those times, we have to trust God even more. We have to trust that he has gone before us, that he's already fixed the situation, that he's already made this crooked straight. The Bible said, and he shall direct your paths. Trust in him that he's going to direct your path, that you're going to walk into fixing the situation. Somebody out there is going through something that just does not make any logical sense to them. Somebody has a lack, has a need, and they feel like they've done all that they can do. What do you do when you do all, when you have done all that you can do? You just stand. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean onto what you understand. During those times when you just don't understand, praise him. Open up your mouth and praise him for all the things that are going well. Open up your mouth and thank him and claim victory over that situation. It may seem like the situation is never going to be resolved, that what you're going through, it seems like a lifetime, like a sentence. But if you continue to press on, if you continue to trust him, things will begin to get better. Renew your mind. While you're trusting him, renew your mind. Fill your mind with positive thoughts. Don't ponder on what's not going right. Ponder on what is going right. You woke up today. You're alive. You were able to feed yourself. You woke up in a bed today. Even if it's not your own bed, even if you your bed was a park bench, you still are blessed because you woke up today. You have to continue to trust God. That is, every day that you get up, there's another opportunity to be better than you were the day before. Focus today on everything in your life that's positive, everything that's good. If you feel like no one loves you, focus on that God loves you. Focus on that you love yourself. Love yourself enough that it does not matter who's with you and who's against you. Focus on all you have done. Thank God if you woke up today and you were not in a hospital bed. And if you were in a hospital bed, thank God that you woke up. Wherever you woke up from, this day is good. Life is not always good. Things are not always good that happens to us in life. But living is good. And as long as you continue to live, trust in the Lord. Do not lean on what you understand, because things just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense why people turned their back on you. It doesn't make sense why they betrayed you. It doesn't make sense why you lost your job. It doesn't make logical sense why you have this sickness, your illness, and you have done all you can to be healthy, but yet you're still sick. During these times, we have to trust and lean on God, but we have to take control over our thoughts, that we ponder on what's good, what's loving, what's true. Ponder on those things. Let those things carry you through. May God bless you. May you be strengthened. May you continue to walk on this journey called life.